did you find out, and how did you find out that she was okay?
I didn't. It was kind of highs and lows at first, because some people kept saying, when you sitting there watching it on TV, you kind of see the count keep going up, and it go from 8 people to 12 people to, you know, and you really, I mean, you hear so many different stories, you don't know what's going on. So, initially, it's an instant panic, like, oh, that's her building. I know that building for sure. I've been in that building, you know, so, I mean, you just keep praying for the best. I didn't really find out she was okay till about maybe 3-4 o'clock that night, that afternoon. She didn't call me. My grandmother and a couple of, and her brother and my cousin, all of them was basically down there. Once they released the location where they was gonna let everybody out that they had been holding, all my family was down there basically, and I found out through them, and they still couldn't talk to her. They just saw her being transported, you know, so they was like, oh, I just saw her, I know she good. But I mean,
so you're like out here trying to practice and like trying to focus, and you have no idea what's going on with your mom, basically.
Yeah, basically, pretty
much. How does she feel now, I guess, in the aftermath, and what are her thoughts on everything that happened?
She real shaken up. Obviously a lot of those people, even people that weren't in the building, you know, very shaken up about that situation. And you lose friends, you lose coworkers, so you kind of mourning with that. But you try and keep her positive, try and keep her smiling, keep her happy. Smile as much as she can, laugh as much as she can, get her as far away from it as she can.
I know something's in the works probably to do something pregame. Do you feel like the emotions will be running a little bit high for you for this game on Sunday?
Yeah, always. Emotions always run high for me every game, just because I'm from here anyway. So, especially with what happened, you just try to go out there and put on a good performance, and you know, go out there and let's get a win. Not only we need a win for the team, but you know, DC need a win. Just to try get some positive, get the spirits up, and get everybody happy again.
I'm glad your mom's okay. I guess looking at this team and this offense being in this 0-2 hole, do you guys feel bewildered that you don't know what's going on in the first half of these games, or do you feel like you've been able to pinpoint something and work on it?
We feel like we pinpointed everything and corrected a lot of our mistakes, and we just got to go out here Sunday and execute.
Is it frustrating because you have almost the same group that you did last year and you saw the success last year?
Yeah, it's very frustrating, especially losing the way we lost, but like I said, you just go out there, fix your mistakes, do your part of, you know, getting better, and just continue to move forward.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.